Celtic Stories. Narration, Katie Haig. King O'Toole and His Goose. Adapted by Joseph Jacobs. Och, I thought all the world, far and near, had heard of King O'Toole. Well, well, but the darkness of mankind is untellable. Well, sir, you must know, as you didn't hear it afore, that there was a king called King O'Toole, who was a fine old king in the old ancient times, long ago, and it was he that owned the churches in the early days. The king, you see, was the right sort. He was the real boy, and loved sport as he loved his life, and hunting in particular. And from the rising of the sun, up he got, and away he went over the mountains after the deer, and fine times they were. Well, it was all mighty good, as long as the king had his health. But you see, in the course of time, the king grew old. By raison, he was stiff in his limbs, and when he got stricken in years, his heart failed him, and he was lost entirely for want of diversion, because he couldn't go hunting no longer. And, by dad, the poor king was obliged at last to get a goose to divert him. Oh, you may laugh if you like, but it's truth I'm telling you, and the way the goose diverted him was this-a-way. You see, the goose used to swim across the lake and go diving for trout and catch fish on a Friday for the king, and flew every other day round about the lake, diverting the poor king. All went on mighty well until, by dad, the goose got stricken in years like her master and couldn't divert him no longer. And then it was that the poor king was lost entirely. The king was walking one morning by the edge of the lake, lamenting his cruel fate, and thinking of drowning himself, that could get no diversion in life, when, all of a sudden, turning round the corner, whom should he meet but a mighty decent young man coming up to him? "God save you," says the king to the young man. "God save you kindly, King O'Toole," says the young man. "True for you," says the king. "I am King O'Toole," says he, "prince and plenipennytinchery of these parts," says he. "But how came ye to know that?" says he. "Oh, never mind," says Saint Kavin. You see, it wasn't Kavin, sure enough, the saint himself in disguise, and nobody else. "Oh, never mind," says he. "I know more than that."